Ted and Diane, age 65 and 63, did a wonderful job saving for retirement. They've got $2 million and they're ready to make the leap into their golden years, only to run into a literal tax nightmare. They thought that their tax plan would help them out and make things simple. They thought wrong. Welcome to Rise in Retirement,
where it is our priority to help you make better informed decisions on your retirement and your hard-earned dollars.
I'm Jet.
And I'm Taco.
And we are financial advisors at W.A. Smith Financial. Our goal is to help you make informed, empowered decisions so that you can focus more on your life and worry less about your money.
And today's hypothetical case features Ted and Diane. They have over $2 million that they have acquired and built throughout their lifetime. And they're on top of the world heading into retirement until they realized all of the tax pitfalls that could take place with their money. So we want to talk about these pitfalls and what they are facing. Jet? Yeah.
Lesson to be learned here. There is a major, major difference between tax preparation and tax planning. And I think as we unfold this case example, you're going to understand a little bit more about what that means. And we'll kind of show you what went wrong for Ted and Diane in the tax nightmare that kind of brewed for them after they chose to retire.
Yeah. Plenty more topics just like this. If you guys enjoy these types of videos, make sure that you're giving our video a like, subscribe to our page, and stay tuned for more real world retirement planning tips.
So let's jump in. Ted and Diane, they've been working for a long time, long, hard careers, respectively. They are one of those couples who, there is no question, they are physically, mentally, socially ready to retire. They had spent a ton of time thinking about it, understanding what they wanted to do with their time. I have 100% confidence in this example that they're ready to do this. But like many, they thought the tax side of their equation would just come easy. We hear a lot from people that, oh, taxes in retirement will be simple.
Well, it's the old rule of thumb is, you know, defer your entire life. Mm-hmm. And don't get me wrong, 401ks are a great, you know, savings tool. But the mindset that the baby boom generation has had is save, tax defer. And oh, your taxes will go down when you retire. Yep. Well, guess what? It doesn't always work that way. And so with Ted and Diane, what really pushed them over the edge, obviously they had the will to be done, but then an inheritance came.
Yeah.
And that's what really gave them the green light ultimately to go, hey, we've already saved $1 million ourselves. And now, you know, we inherited another $1 million from our parents. Yep. The issue, and we'll get into this, is that it's all pre-tax money. So it's a double-edged sword. They have great savings. Don't get me wrong. $2 million is a lot of money. But the tax situation was not thought out.
Yep. Let me give you some quick case details. So as Andrew mentioned, they had saved $1 million themselves just through earnings, through, you know, piling money into their 401ks. And then there was an inheritance. Ted's mother passes away. She leaves 100%. Of her retirement asset pool to Ted, all to him. And now you have a situation where, you know, prior to the inheritance, Ted and Diane, $1 million is probably not enough for them to retire. So they're not even really thinking about it at this point. Inheritance kicks in. Now they've got $2 million on paper. I say on paper. And unfortunately for them, not only did they have $1 million that they had saved on their own that was pre-tax, but the inheritance that Ted's mom left to Ted also was 100% pre-tax. So now they got $2 million qualified. All of it's going to be taxed as it's withdrawn. A couple of other things. They're both eligible to turn Social Security on when they retire. They don't have pension income. Social Security is going to get them about $3,100 collectively per month. Their lifestyle calls for about $7,000 a month, which is, you know, pretty accurate. They track their budget well. And they figure, hey, we got $2 million. We got plenty of money to get this additional income we need. Let's pay the mortgage off. Let's go into retirement debt free. We just had this windfall. You know, so we got a small balance left on the mortgage. about $200,000 that they had to withdraw to get that. So they do all this. Where do things start to go wrong here in your eyes?
Yeah. And I'm all about paying off that mortgage and that debt, sure, and getting into to retirement debt free. The intentions were right for Ted and Diane. They didn't meet with anybody. They didn't talk it through. They just saw $2 million and said, yep, first thing we're doing is boom, paying that $200,000 off. Well, as we mentioned, that's all pre-tax dollars. And they retired. They did it in the year that they retired. So they had all this W-2 ordinary income from working that year. And then they just added on another $200,000 pre-tax distribution. And so what went wrong is they got the tax bill at the end of the day, mm-hmm, that they didn't plan for. They didn't talk to a professional about the best way to approach paying off that mortgage. Again, I can't stress enough. I'm all about getting rid of that debt, but there could have been some planning that took place to get that mortgage.
Think about this too. They took that $200,000 withdrawal, which was all taxable to them. Didn't talk to anyone about it. As you said, didn't have any taxes withheld from that distribution. So April rolls around, they're filing their taxes, and all of a sudden their CPA is going, oh, sorry, you owe a bunch of money because your income on $200,000, you know, there's been no income tax, not on the federal or the state level, that's been paid on this.
Yeah.
Now they have this tax bill. They don't have a whole lot of money sitting in the bank. So where do they have to pull a withdrawal from to pay the tax bill now? They got to pull it from IRA money, which is, again, taxable to them. And we haven't even gotten to the inherited IRA part of this. Let's not forget about the money that Ted's mom left to him, yeah, and the requirements that he has on that.
Yeah. Becomes an ugly kind of tangled web of, yeah, just continuing to foot the tax bill. But yeah, I mean, the next part of this is, $1 million coming to them in a inherited IRA ultimately is how they were able to take that money. Well, with Secure Act and all these different things out there, there's a 10-year limit on this, 10-year rule that Ted has to spend this money down, pay all of the taxes on this money in the next 10 years. And that doesn't even, they also have to take required minimum distributions along the way. So all of a sudden, not only do you have Social Security income, you have RMDs that are coming out, nothing that they had planned for. And so I know you joked and said, hey, they had $2 million on paper.
Mm-hmm.
That $2 million reality is starting to
look a lot smaller.
I like to, we kind of compare an IRA or a 401k. It's like having a mortgage, except for you don't know what the payoff is.
Yeah.
Because we don't know what the tax man's going to say you owe over the lifetime of that IRA. So,
and I guess the lesson to be learned here with this is, Ted and Diane, they felt like they had a tax plan. I think this is the biggest problem that we see. This is why they, in my opinion, why they didn't go talk to anyone, because they had been working with the CPA that files their taxes year over year for a really long time. And it's always went really smoothly. They trust this person. They take some advice from this person. And they just went and did all this and didn't have a proactive strategy for how the taxes would play and the way that they could mitigate the most amount of tax, pay the least amount. What they ended up finding out is they didn't really have a tax plan. They were working with a CPA who was preparing their taxes. So it's tax prep versus tax planning.
Yeah. And an easy way for you to think about this is tax preparation is looking backwards, right? It's in the rearview mirror. Tax planning, and if you have qualified money out there, pre-tax money, you have to look forward, forward looking. What's it going to look like in the next 1 year, 3 years, 5 years? So in their case, they had a CPA, they thought they had a tax plan, but really it was just them turning over what already happened to that CPA. CPA tells them how much they owe at the end of the day. Yeah. That's not a plan.
You simply can't ignore your tax scenario when entering retirement. I mean, this is something that Ted and Diane should have been doing years ahead of potential retirement. Now, in their defense, they felt like they were years away, but then the inheritance happens, right? So I think this calls for a pause moment. Talk to a financial professional. You know, here at W.A. Smith, for example, we have a tax strategist on our staff for situations just like this. Someone comes in and says, I'd like to retire. Here's what I want to do. I think I can do it. Yeah, we'll give you a red light, yellow light, green light. But let's take a moment and pause and think about the best case tax scenario for you.
Yeah. And, you know, this is a major life event for them, inheritance. I don't care what that major life event is. There should be a pause and mm-hmm. go talk with a professional who can look at it, because it could be divorce, death, you know, you name it. There's major life events that can happen, change in jobs, retirement, obviously. Again, in Ted and Diane, it was this windfall of money that they just didn't have a plan for. So I can't stress that enough, is to have a professional and make sure that you have a plan in place.
Listen, we've got an awesome tool that will help you with situations just like this as they come up, that will arm you with the knowledge, allow you to make informed decisions. Click on the link in the description of this video below. Join the Ascend 360 Insider community. It is free, complimentary. Every single week, we'll send you a video on Thursday morning covering topics just like this, so that you can potentially avoid making some of these same mistakes.
And before you go from today, make sure that you subscribe, give us a thumbs up on this video, comment below if there's a situation or a topic that you want to hear us talk a little more about on Rise in Retirement.
Thanks for joining us. That's it for this week. We will see you next time right here on Rise in Retirement.